il-Prim Ministru Anthony Albanese u l-mexxej tal-Oppożizzjoni Peter Dutton kellhom dibattitu ieħor fil-kampanja elettorali. Dan kien it-tielet dibattitu tagħhom. Dawk li mexxew id-dibattitu qalu li rridu jimirħu lil-in mill-linji tal-kampanja elettorali s'issa u jagħtu lill-votanti xi ħaġa aktar. Il-Prim Ministru Anthony Albanese u l-Kap tal-Oppożizzjoni Peter Dutton irribattew il-politika tagħhom fit-tielet dibattitu tal-mexxejja immexxi minn Channel 9. Wara ġurnata politika kwieta bil-mexxejja juru r-rispett tagħhom għal Papa Franġisku, it-tnejn bdew billi tennew il-kondoljanzi tagħhom. Il-Kap tal-Oppożizzjoni Peter Dutton fetaħ id-dibattitu billi rrepeta dak li ilha tgħid il-koalizzjoni li l-Awstraljani mhumiex aħjar milli kienu tliet snin ilu taħt gvern Laburista.
Over the course of last three years, people have gone through the biggest drop in living standards in any other country compared to any other country in the world. We need to make sure that we can get our country back on track, that we can help manage the economy.
Il-Prim Ministru Anthony Albanese minflok iħares lejn il-futur.
Labour's plan is to build Australia's future and to build your family's future. We have immediate support through cost of living assistance whilst making sure that we invest in the future.
L-aħħar stħarriġ ta' l-opinjoni pubblika minn Roy Morgan jissuġġerixxi li l-Laburisti jerġgħu jitilgħu fil-gvern b'maġġoranza akbar ta' 55.5% fuq bażi preferuta ta' żewġ partiti jekk l-elezzjoni ssir illum. Dan huwa 44.5% imqabbel mal-koalizzjoni. Peter Dutton tajt tort ta' tnaqqis tal-popolarità tal-koalizzjoni fl-istħarriġ minħabba dak li sejjaħ tfih ta' tajn matul il-kampanja mill-Laburisti.
Well, Ellie, the Labour Party spent $20 million of throwing mud and negative ads, and that has an impact, and I get that. But for a lot of Australian families, over the course of the next few days, they're going to have to make a decision about what's in their best interest and what's in our country's best interest.
Belly Langdon tmexxi id-dibattitu hija ħeġġet l-tnejn biex jevitaw li jużaw ħinhom jirrepetu punti familjarji li ilhom isemmu u intalbu isemmu l-akbar gidba li lieħor għal dwarhom u ingħataw ċans li jirrifjutaw li jagħmlu dan. Minkejja li intalab għal waħda biss, Peter Dutton ma setax ma joffrix aktar.
Just one?
Just one.
Jeez, Charles, make it hard. $600 billion figure comes from a company that is a donor to the Labor Party, full of donor Labor staffers, discredited, and it is at odds with the $120 billion figure for the construction of nuclear power sites, which is the CSIRO figure. In relation to Medicare, the whole Medicare scare campaign, which has been going on at subsequent elections for a long period of time, the fact is that bulk billing has plummeted under this Prime Minister. People can't afford to go to the doctors because the out-of-pocket expense now is about $43 per person when you're going to the doctor.
Imma Anthony Albanese jgħid li Peter Dutton għandu n-numri ħżiena.
Medicare is at the center of this campaign and we will strengthen Medicare. Peter uses a figure about bulk billing that takes into account the fact that Australians had to get COVID shots during the pandemic and that boosted artificially the numbers. But the truth is bulk billing was in free fall because the incoming Liberal government, the last time they won, ripped $50 billion out of the hospital system. This minister, when Peter was the health minister, tried to introduce a GP tax which would have abolished bulk billing altogether. And when he couldn't do that, what happened was that there was a six-year freeze on the Medicare rebate which sent bulk billing into free fall.
It-tnejn li huma komplew jiddibattitu dwar in-numri sakemm l-affarijiet inbidlu fuq affarijiet aktar personali.
In the budget, prior to you coming to office, you ripped $80 billion out of those two items in 2014.
Prime Minister, you couldn't lie straight in bed, honestly. This is unbelievable.
You can go to abuse.
No, well, it's just the reality.
You can go to personal
reality.
Abuse. That's a sign of desperation,
well,
Peter, frankly.
As he's lying.
What? That's a sign of desperation. Go to the 2014 budget papers. People can do that online. It's all available for all to see.
bl-akbar clash ta' dibattitu tad-di, iż-żewġ mexxejja għaddew għal uħud mill-aktar punti ta' diskussjoni tal-kampanja sissa. Dwar id-djar Peter Dutton jgħid li l-koalizzjoni m'għandha l-ebda pjan li tagħmel xi tibdil fin-negative gearing jew fil-capital gains tax.
I want to make sure that we can have the tax settings in place so that we can encourage investment because young Australians have to rent for a period of time until they can afford to get into their own home. And if we don't have investors in the market, then we don't have that rental accommodation and we reduce the stock of housing.
Il-Prim Ministru jgħid li il-Gvern tiegħu qed jikkonċentra fuq il-provista tad-djar.
What we are concentrating on is supply. We won't be making the changes that you suggest because we're concerned that it would have a negative impact on supply and would push up rents. That is why we are not making those changes and we haven't done so. But this idea that the housing crisis has occurred over the last 2 years is just a nonsense. Just a nonsense, and everyone out there knows that it's the case. And they didn't even bother to have a housing minister for half of the time that they were in government.
Fuq l-oli tal-ħajja, il-Prim Ministru jgħid li waqt li jaf li n-nies għaddejjin minn żmien diffiċli, il-Laburisti qegħdin joffru l-għajnuna.
We understand that many people are doing it tough, which is why we've provided significant cost of living relief. But we've had to do it in a way that put that downward pressure on inflation. As a result, inflation has a 2 in front of it, 2.4, but at the same time we've created a million jobs.
Peter Dutton jgħid li il-Gvern berba flus għal xejn u r-rati tal-imax li qed jiżdiedu huma problema tikber fl-Awstralja kaġun tat-tmexxija tal-Gvern. It-tnaqqis fl-infieq li l-koalizzjoni tiddependi fuq u biex tħallas għal wedid politiċi tagħhom għadu mhux magħruf. Peter Dutton qal li l-pjan tal-koalizzjoni li tnaqqas l-ispejjeż tal-fuel ser iwassal għal l-għajnuna għal kull persuna fl-Awstralja.
It goes across the economy, so it's not just for families who are doing it tough. Pensioners are really doing it tough because they've got fixed incomes and rising costs under this government. Electricity's up by 32%, gas is up by 34%. And for those pensioners and self-funded retirees, for small businesses as well, they benefit. So whether petrol's at $2 a litre or $1.50 a litre, it will always be 25 cents cheaper under us.
Meta mistoqsi dwar l-akbar periklu għal l-Awstralja bħalissa, il-Prim Ministru ħa l-opportunità li jisemmi mill-ġdid wieħed mill-momenti imbarazzanti ta' Peter Dutton.
Complacency and the uncertain world that we inherit. In an uncertain times, it's the last time where you'd want to take a risk. Peter spoke about his long experience, and that's true, but that's the problem. Every Pacific leader remembers him joking about water lapping at their doors. For the Pacific Island neighbours, it's not a joke, climate change. It's something that is the entry fee to credibility in our region.
Fl-aħħar tad-dibattitu il-panel ta' 9 ġurnalisti taw il-verdett tagħhom u Peter Dutton rebaħ id-dibattitu 2-1. Dan id-dibattitu ħabat mal-ftuħ tal-votazzjoni kmini. Biż-żmien għaddej ġmielu biex il-mexxejja jikkonvinċu lill-votanti bil-politika tagħhom. B'50% tal-Awstraljani mistennija li jivvutaw qabel it-3 ta' Mejju kull mument tal-kampanja bejn issa u it-3 ta' Mejju huwa kritiku.